I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. In the aftermath of the school shooting in Florida that killed 17 people, some public officials have been talking about keeping firearms out of the hands of the mentally ill. It was an issue raised when many of the nation's governors met earlier this week, including with President Donald Trump. One of those governors was Steve Bullock of Montana. He says there's no simple fix to what's becoming a public health crisis.
I've been governor for 5 years, and I've been asked by the two presidents to lower the flags 43 times. 12 of them have been for mass shootings in our country. Dang near 30% of them.
Bullock remembers being rocked by the request following the mass shooting in Las Vegas, where 58 people were killed and hundreds were injured. It was the largest mass shooting so far in the U.S.
I'm sitting around a meeting and I'm saying, I don't even know what to write in this proclamation. And my coworker, my staff that works on proclamation said, oh, we've now developed a template for mass shootings.
He says even with that template, his office does individualize each proclamation. Bullock was just back from the annual meeting of the National Governors Association. The gathering happened about a week and a half after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Bullock says part of the discussion in Washington, D.C. centered on some of the steps that can be taken to address what's become a public health crisis.
I am hopeful that it's now at a time where it's going to be more than just there goes another one, let's move on to the next issue, or say our thoughts and prayers and move on. I'm hopeful that this might be the time to spark, both at the federal level and at our state levels across our country, saying, no, we're not going to solve it, but let's talk about concrete steps we can make to fundamentally address it.
The former Montana Attorney General says while there's no simple answer, that doesn't mean policy leaders should throw up their hands and not do anything. Some politicians are pointing their fingers at those with the mental illness. That blanket statement is unfair, says Dr. Eric Arzubi, a child and adolescent psychiatrist and head of the psychiatry department at Billings Clinic. He remembers his role in the aftermath of the school shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in 2012.
Sadly, I was within half an hour of Newtown when the Newtown shootings occurred. I was in New Haven at the time, and along with other colleagues and trainees at the time, went and spent some time there trying to support families and kids. So sadly, I know a little bit too much about it.
He says it's really unfair to look at a mass shooting and generalize that it's about mental illness. Arzubi says the truth is, people with mental illness are more likely to be the victims of violence rather than the perpetrators.
Is violence sometimes comorbid with mental illness? Absolutely, it can happen. But again, statistically, folks with mental illness are at higher risk of being victims of violence rather than perpetrators of violence.
Arzubi and Bullock were at Stillwater Billings Clinic Wednesday afternoon to announce grants to healthcare and community providers and to schools for suicide prevention programs. When asked about guns and suicide, Arzubi says, again, it's hard to generalize because every individual and situation is different.
As much as people don't want to talk about it, big picture is, if I have 100 people with depression and no access to guns, and 100 people with depression with access to guns, there are going to be more suicides in the group that has guns, period, because you have access, right? Death by gun, it can be impulsive, it can be very quick, and it works. That's the problem. And that's why it's also stirred up a debate around guns.
Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.